More music variety. This is Mori FM's Most Wanted with me, AJ Fennell, filling in for Dominic Bowden. All right. There have been hundreds and hundreds of people, believe me, waiting for this moment. First of all, I just had to quickly run over something. This was some of the other people that were on Idol last night. Let's have a wee listen.
Oh, I've got the words.
Oh, no. Come on. Yeah. Deep breath. There we go.
Take a minute, girl, come sit down and tell us what's been happening. On your face, I can see the pain, but, oh, I forgot it.
Oh, James.
Tears of joy streaming down my face.
This is pretty damn pitiful.
And I swear, like the shadow that's by.
I just got distracted by the fact that you were touching yourself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a nervous thing, I think.
I know. I think you need to deal with that. It was a little bit off-putting, so it's a no.
Not hitting the notes high enough, and yeah.
Now, look, I didn't want to come across as being a little mean here, but I think hitting the high notes was the least of that guy's problems tonight. You know, I don't know, maybe it's just me. Anyway, earlier on today, I caught up with Liz Shaw. She was the girl who was on Idol last night. The auditions completely flipped out, and I'm going, hang on a minute. She seemed all right to start with. What the hell are we on? She's gone crazy. What? Hold on. So, you know what? I thought I'd catch up with her today. Mori FM has the exclusive talking to Liz Shaw. Here's what happened earlier on today. It's in two parts. Here's number one.
What was going through my head when I was watching the show last night?
That's it.
Probably for the first half, until I actually went in and sang, I came across as this person who was very sure of themselves and knew what she wanted and just said what was on her mind, basically. I came across as a loud one, the one who was kind of there to have fun, spice things up a little bit.
I'll admit, I watched the first half of the show and I saw the part where you introduced yourself as wanting to be a TV presenter.
That is correct.
Now, the first thing that came through my mind there was, okay, cool. There is a girl who knows exactly what she wants in life. She knows where she wants to go. Good start so far. Then we go through the Idol auditions. You sing your song, which, by the way, sounded a little like this.
Crash and burn, all the stars explode tonight.
So just real quick, what did you think of that, by the way?
I don't want to sound deluded here, but I think with a lot of hard work and a lot of training, it could be, I could improve, and my voice is very unique. It's not what you hear.
I think the word a lot was used very well there. I like that.
A lot of training. I don't really want to sound deluded or anything, but a lot of training, but it's not my goal. I did Idol for a bit of fun and to have a laugh.
A little back onto the subject, you know, you went in there, everything's looking fine for a start. You know, you look like a girl who knows exactly what they want in life, and then, you know, Paul Ellis, the judge, says something and you completely flip out.
Well, what I was doing, that wasn't my intention initially. My intention was, look, why don't you think I can be a presenter? Why? If you're going to make a statement like that, you've got to back it up, Paul Ellis. You can't just make an empty claim.
Okay, absolutely. I completely agree. However, was that, in hindsight, the way that you should have reacted? In front of New Zealand, I've seen the ratings for New Zealand Idol. I've got them here in front of me. The show was bigger than big. Over half of New Zealand watching New Zealand Idol and they saw you flip out.
No, I shouldn't have reacted that way. I shouldn't have, but I did, and what's done is done. I can't exactly go back in time and redo it. If I could, I'd do everything the same again.
To me, you look like a spoilt cow on the TV when you flipped out. Is this really the person you are?
Oh my goodness.
Are you who you were portrayed to be on the TV last night? Is this the real Liz Shaw that we saw on TV last night?
There is a side of me that is spoiled. but I'm very grateful for it. You know, I mean, without being spoiled, I wouldn't still be living in Auckland. I'd be back down in Dunedin, studying down there. None of my goals would be eventuating. But there is a really serious side of me that doesn't get portrayed in the media.
So you think it was a good thing to look like that?
No, I don't think it was a good thing. I don't think it was a good thing. But you've got to understand that when you're on a TV show, you can't control your emotions. And looking at the show last night, I was actually one of the calmer ones. I was one of the more reasonable ones. There was one girl who said I would have slapped Paul had I had the nerve. There was another woman who said I'm going to make a voodoo doll.
Very true. So Les, but I'm led to believe that this isn't like a one-off thing for you. I heard you're on Captive, the TV show Captive, and you did the same sort of thing there.
Well, what happened in Captive is I didn't actually get angry. I actually burst into tears. Some of you may remember me as the girl who was crying when she failed the quiz. You know, I mean, as the case was with Idol, you can't control your emotions.
That is the first half of Liz Shaw's interview. We'll play the second half where we go a little deeper into her history next. Here's Rob Thomas, Slowly No More. It's More FM's Most Wanted.